This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Almost all of the seafood Americans eat, 90% of it, is imported. Now, a new study from the Fisheries Center at the University of British Columbia says as much as a third of wild-caught imported seafood is caught illegally or does not have the proper documentation. Sally Herships reports.
To understand why illegal catches are such a big deal, just ask a fisherman.
Well, it's a lot harder because of the, damage done to the stock.
Willie Hatch is docking his boat in Falmouth, Massachusetts. He fishes for tuna, and he says fewer fish to catch and cheap illegal tuna imported from countries like Thailand and the Philippines drives the price down for fishermen like him.
America's an expensive country to live in and operate, and we have to compete against other countries where they're pretty much allowed to go hog wild.
It's hugely more expensive.
Logan Koch is with Santa Monica Seafood in L.A., a distributor. He says limits on fishermen are important, but the restrictions can cut into their profits, like one local fishery he tells me about.
They can't fish offshore at certain times of the year because that's when other fish are breeding. They can't fish in the marine protected areas.
Koch says illegal imports squeeze fishermen the most. Those working under the table drop prices to unload their catches. So law-abiding fishermen are often forced to drop their prices to compete. But he says the practice creates ripples.
There's the collateral effects because that fisherman has a boat. The boat needs fuel. The boat needs repairs. And so it's a community thing.
Megan Brosnan is with the Pew Charitable Trust's Ending Illegal Fishing Project. I asked her if this is a problem for the United States to fix on its own or for other countries.
This is a global problem. It really is.
Brosnan says almost a third of all fish populations in the world have been overfished. She says the supply chain needs more oversight, that all fishing vessels should receive unique identification numbers, and ports should have more inspectors. Otherwise, resources will continue to be depleted.
If at a certain point, if you take too many mom and dad fish, then there's just not going to be enough to go around.
Big ocean, says Brosnan, on which even aircraft carriers look tiny, means trying to stop illegal fishing needs to be an international effort. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.